Life is busy, and sometimes it's hard to get everything in, including this walk. If you struggle with this, my sponsor, Factor Meals, can help. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to get 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, and they only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This one was one of my favorites, and it was ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. It's getting warmer. The weather is an invitation to head outside and walk more. You don't want to be inside making meals. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 25% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself. And we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. I'm walking along a road, but in a moment, I'm going to go off-road onto an old access road. I've walked here before. I've talked about it before. This used to be part of the Myrtle Beach Air Force Base. It is early in the morning, so it is still dark. I've got my flashlight, and I'm getting ready to enter this access road. And I don't know how long the batteries are going to last in my flashlight. There, just turned it on, and it is on. It's entirely possible that midway through our walk, I'm going to have to change the batteries. Yes, I brought extra batteries because I think the last time I used this, it actually cut off. It just cut off, which is a sign of, oh, the batteries are starting to fail. I was able to turn it back on and continue using it, but we'll see how long it lasts. Right now, it's providing light for the path ahead. I keep calling it an access road. I have no idea what they use this for. But there also back here is an old wooden building, an old wooden structure that looks to be about the size of a shed. And it's in a complete state of disrepair, totally unusable. So I want to get you thinking about something. Not necessarily encourage you to do this, but just to be thinking about it. And maybe it's something that you would want to do, perhaps this year or next year. And that is, do a half marathon. Now, I know, this is walking is fitness, not running is fitness. And I'm not encouraging you or even recommending that you go from walking to running. I did it the reverse. I was a runner, then realized I enjoyed walking so much more and said, why am I wasting my time running? Walking is excellent exercise. I enjoy it more. I'm more motivated to get out and walk than I am to run. So I'm going to walk for fitness. I'm not talking about running a half marathon. I'm talking about walking a half marathon. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. Here are three reasons why I think participating, walking, in a half marathon is a good thing. Why it's something to at least consider, to think about. Number one, it gives you a very specific goal, a very specific date on the calendar to aim towards, to train towards. So a half marathon is 13.1 miles. And if you count steps, that would be about 26,000 steps, a little more than 26,000 steps, again, depending on your pace, how tall you are, but you're looking at about 26,000 steps. So that may be something that feels way out of reach, way more than you're currently walking. And again, I go back to benefit number one of participating in a half marathon. It puts a date on the calendar, and you're now training for an event. You're pushing yourself. You're walking a little bit longer. Maybe you're walking a little bit faster. It becomes a challenge within your fitness journey. By the way, I'm not a doctor, not a licensed personal trainer. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. If 26,000 steps, if 13.1 miles is a real push for you, talk to a professional. Let's make sure that this is within your wheelhouse, that this is safe for you to do. Don't simply listen to me saying, hey, consider this, and thinking, yep, I'm going to go do that. If there's any question, talk to a professional first. But benefit number one to doing a half marathon, to walking a half marathon, it puts a date on the calendar, it puts a goal on the calendar, and allows you to push yourself in getting ready for that half marathon. So that's number one. Benefit number two, actually participating in the event is a lot of fun. There is a ton of energy in these organized races, whether it's a 5K, 10K, half marathon, full marathon, ultra marathon. I don't know if anyone walks the ultra marathons, but I've seen folks walk marathons, walk half marathons, walk 10Ks, walk 5Ks. They're not just for runners. And when you're in that event with all these other people, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of excitement and there's a lot of energy. Now, you might be thinking, well, I'm going to be walking and everybody else is going to be running, and that's going to feel really awkward. The reality is, you won't be the only one walking. There will be quite a few who are walking. And those who are serious about running the event, and maybe even participating and winning the event, they're going to be way out in front of you. You'll never see them. So they won't be around to make you feel awkward if you tend to feel that. I will tell you that when I participated in those events, I came in with the expectation that there are going to be a whole lot of people faster than me. That's not what this is about. This is not about winning. This is not about competing with them. It's about pushing myself and having a good time. Because of that expectation and that mindset, I actually had a lot of fun. And then number three, when you cross the finish line, you get a medal. You get a reward for all the work that you've put into getting ready to participate in this event. And your medal is no different than the person who crossed that finish line first. I didn't participate in a whole lot of events, enough, maybe a dozen or so. And I still have those medals, and they still mean a lot to me because they represent the hard work and the challenge that I leaned into. And so when you participate in a half marathon, you're rewarded for all the effort and all the hard work that it took, not only walking the event that day, but all of the training, all of the preparation before you even got to that. And then you get to enjoy the after party with everyone else who ran or walked the event and decided to hang around. And they almost always give you free food at the end so you can replenish the calories you just burned. Again, not saying this is something you should do, but I think sometimes as walkers, we feel that those 5K, 10K half marathons aren't for us. Well, they are, and you will not be the only one who is walking the half marathon. Consider it. Maybe poke around, see what half marathons are coming up in your area. Oh, and I should mention they do cost to register, and some of these are not cheap. You get a free shirt, a half marathon jersey, and some of those jerseys that I received and that Ava gets when she runs in the races, some of them are really nice. But I didn't do it for the shirt. I did do it for the medal. I will confess that oftentimes I signed up because I wanted the medal at the end. It's like, I'm doing all this work. I'd like to have something to show for it. Food for thought. If your fitness promise is to walk 10 minutes every day, you've almost fulfilled today's promise. which means you get to add another link to your growing fitness chain. And just about 5 seconds ago, the level of light on my flashlight dropped noticeably, and this feels like it's going to go out in about 10 seconds. And I am still back here on the access road. So when this goes out, it's going to get really dark. By the way, if you don't have the 90-day fitness chain tracker, there's a link in the show notes. Tap that link, download the tracker, make your fitness promise, and begin building your 90-day fitness chain. Okay, so the light, I've got maybe 25% of the light that I had when I started. It's like hanging on for dear life. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. There it goes. It just went out. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.